Just before the election, we asked the BizNews community to give us their thoughts on how different parties would perform. And interestingly enough, the best result that came out of that was the Patriotic Alliance coming from, well, nowhere to 8 seats or 1.9% of the vote. They actually finished with 2.06% of the vote and 9 seats, so slightly better. Gayton McKenzie, the leader of the PA, is with us to recap a little bit on that election. But more importantly, Gayton, I would like to get more insights from you on this phenomenon called the MK Party, which is shaking things up and which indeed you wrote about in an op-ed that we published on BizNews yesterday afternoon. Starting off with your predictions in the election, you were spot on with 40% for the ANC. I don't think anybody else, not even the best of the pollsters, got that close. But from your side, you were expecting 25 PA members of parliament. You're getting 9. And you also expected the DA to lose its majority in the Western Cape. It didn't. So reflecting on those, were those just optimistic projections by your on your behalf?
No, actually, thanks, Alec. You know, the issue is that there's nothing I eat like sour grapes. But Alec, I'm saying it here. We have given a report to the IEC on the evening, and yesterday that there was voting irregularities here. There was vote rigging. I'll tell you why I'm saying this. On the evening, all the IEC then told all the people, we reported this matter, so I'm not saying it for the first time, that the people should go home. They said that the counter should go home and the IEC officials remained alone at the station. And yesterday, the police found, our people found in Franschhoek, our people found uncounted ballots there. And the day before in Wellington, the police also found lots of uncounted ballot papers there. So 22 of the parties are saying there was voting irregularities. So my estimate might still come true, but something really untoward happened here. And this is not even blaming the IEC. This is people working for the IEC. I mean, like, we have PA members that worked at the IEC. They applied for jobs, but being PA members, you have ANC members, you have DA members. So this wasn't the IEC job, according to me. This was a job by people that is close to the Democratic Alliance in the Western Cape. It can't be that more than 20 parties are saying the same thing. I mean, like, this is not our first election. We've accepted all the other elections. So my prediction for now, is still standing, that I think I just think the DA lost the Western Cape. Eh? People don't want to hear this, but then how do you explain the ballot papers the cops found yesterday, the day before, and what we're still going to find?
Okay, well, that's a developing story and one that has still got a bit to run. But let's have a look back at yourselves and in particular at what is going to happen with the coalitions now. Now, you are, I've said it often before, you're very honest, you're unfiltered, you tell us the truth as you see it. You've got a fantastic contact base. Not everybody likes what you tell them, but you're on the mark. How are you reading what is actually happening in South Africa at the moment, particularly because the PA, if it were to get into a coalition on the current results with the EFF and the ANC, you guys would have enough to have a majority in parliament. Is that even a prospect?
Oh, yeah, that's the easiest path for the ANC. The easiest path for the ANC is the ANC, EFF, and PA. That's the easiest path. If the ANC would look for the easiest path, that's the easiest path. The most difficult path is ANC. The second difficult part is ANC, EFF, and MK, or IFP. The most difficult one, the most craziest one, is the one that they're pursuing actively. It's the one that business is pursuing actively. The markets want this one. They want the DA-ANC coalition. Now, the markets, unless I have been a fake investor, what investors need is stability. Unaware to them, or just being silly. Do you really think you're going to have stability keeping MK out of this election in KZN? This is the one that will cause this country, they don't admit it, but they've sent so many cops to KZN already. Forgetting that trying to keep MK in tune, in line, but they don't understand MK is just as big in Gauteng. Now, if you send net joints, if you send all the public order police to KZN, violence can break out anywhere. I'm saying investors must just leave this obsession to want to marry this forced marriage. They should just let the will of the people. The will of the people in KZN is MK. Now you want 11% DA to have a possibility of putting a premier candidate there. You want that's not going to work. So somebody, and I've decided to be that somebody, somebody needs to tell business to sit back and stop meddling and stop having forced marriages, because this will take us. And if, it's fine if you guys don't hit my call, but I'm saying to you, this is not EFF we're talking about here. This is MK. These are angry people that went, that gave up their whole lives to be for a better South Africa. And none of them, or most of them, has not reached that level of better South Africa. They are angry. They are well-trained. They have nothing to lose because they have nothing. And this is the one, the second chance to get into leaving something for their children one day, or getting a proper job, or getting representation. So I'm just warning everybody of the business community, guys, sometimes you don't want to, you need to hear things you don't want to hear. But what you are doing, forcing the ANC and DA together, is going to have dire consequences for all of us. Sit back, a guy like me, I go in with the EFF ANC, I will never, if property rights is your problem, that's also my thing. I think if you don't have property rights, you don't have a country. So, Tim Cowan wrote the best article, according to me, where he said that, guys, you know, you have Gayton McKenzie, that there's also for property rights. I believe in property rights. I'm not going to vote for something I don't believe in. And the business is putting us in a very dangerous situation in South Africa. That's my take on.
Yeah, Gayton, I'm not sure that everybody would agree with you, because it's quite simple. If the Rand falls out of bed, and in any government with an EFF in it will fall out of bed, that you can underwrite. That means that we're already paying 20% of our taxes in interest. The interest bill in this country will skyrocket. We start paying 40% of our taxes in interest, or something according to that. There's no money left to run the country. So there, I guess it's complex. There's wheels within wheels. But the point that you're making about KwaZulu-Natal is very well made indeed. Just a question on that. We know that MK has been incredibly well funded. We also know that Vladimir Putin's face appears on their regalia right next door to Jacob Zuma. When you say that it's the people of KZN who are voting for this, have they not been influenced in some way? We know vote purchasing in South Africa is an art that has been practiced for a long, long time.
Election. Is the DA not be well funded? No party has been as well funded as the DA. So they should have just put Oppenheimer's face next to that. They should just have put Rupert's face or everybody else that funded the DA, Michelle Martin, or anybody that has given them money. Let me tell you something. There's this obsession with Putin to put him in this election. I can tell you that Putin had really nothing to do with funding MK. If Putin has funded MK, MK would have won 100% of the vote. I can tell you firstly that. Secondly, when I came to a more serious point, you see, that's the problem. You put the rent before the people of South Africa. That's the first problem. You see, the rent of South Africa is well known to be a political player. If you talk about what the rent will do if EFF comes into power, I don't like EFF, but the fact remains EFF's got 39 seats, if I'm not mistaken. They got 39 seats. So they got representation that should be respected, that I should respect, the REN should respect. So are we saying that we vote to keep the REN happy? That's number one. Number two, let me tell you something about the REN. When you look at the possibility of what might go wrong, it will be Armageddon. The REN will do nothing to stop that. I'm saying the REN should find its niche. Business should just find a niche in thing. The REN survived apartheid. The REN survived the National Party. How can he not survive EFF? People, I'm saying to Alec, and I want to say it here on your show. The only reason why there's nothing happening in this country at this moment regarding violence is because Jacob Zuma said, be disciplined. When are you guys, and I'm including you in that, when are you guys going to understand that Jacob Zuma is the most well-loved man in this country? I told you at your conference, that's what I like about you. Let me speak these things at your conference. I told you Zuma is the most well-loved man, more than Mandela. People love Zuma more than Mandela. And guys, I know why people sit there and they think, how did he make it? How stupid can people be to vote for him? When Zuma walked in there by the IEC, by the Rock Center, they see even Helen Zirkfeld was everybody was excited. There was an atmosphere there, let me tell you. And people love him, and I just think that if business should rather force for a we must revote. But this time was strange because then we lay all of this to bed. But we cannot come and say EFF should be. That's not democracy. If you want to keep EFF out for the mere fact that you don't like them, I don't like them. But I can't, and neither can the REN say, we'll go down, whatever. As long as there's minerals in this country, we're sitting at the three in the world. Russia, DRC, South Africa has got the majority of the minerals in South Africa. In the world, so South Africa forms part of the top three. Let me tell you something. As an investor, the REN
will get your story. I hear your story, but if you consider Venezuela has got a big percentage of the world's oil reserves, and the man who runs it is the EFF's idol. I think there are two sides to every story. But I just wanted to ask you something about the vote in KZN. I pulled out some numbers. MK got 1.6 million votes. That's what the IEC tells us. Out of 3.5 million votes that were cast in the province. But there are 5.75 million registered voters. So the actual vote tally was less than a quarter of the total people who could have voted, and 28% of those who should have voted. In other words, there's 28% of people are making a decision, and your friend Rob Herzog is saying they must leave South Africa. Surely another approach for KZN might be, if Mr. Zuma wants to run it as is in the way that he wants to run it, and it's, as you say, everyone's democratic right and the voters' democratic right, then surely the right way would be to have a referendum, perhaps, where everybody in the province can then vote and say, okay, we think that this is the way ahead or not. I'm just trying to explore as a devil's advocate here on where KZN goes forward, because it's a dilemma, my goodness.
No, but it's not a Zuma problem, what you just said. It's a South African problem. There's more people that eligible to vote, that doesn't vote. So why are we making it a Zuma problem? While you can say the same about the DA in Western Cape, saying that why should Zuma have a referendum and Helen Zeller has never had a referendum? Zuma also doesn't want to be what you guys want to make him to be, the Induna of KZN. Why should he be the Induna of KZN? And what Zuma is saying, that he wants to run the country, South Africa. I am just saying, Alec, you know, the obsession was wanting to see Zuma hanging by the tree. Is what put us here. Here's the problems for your listeners. I met with the ANC, the PA, met with the ANC top leadership. There are 5 of the national executive members there and 4 of the NEC members in the meeting. And we will meet again tomorrow. They said before Friday, so I assume it's tomorrow. Yes, the issue that you are having, by pushing for Zuma, by pushing this ANC marriage, do you know that 30% of the ANC members will move to Zuma? He will then start taking all the municipalities one by one. There will be by-elections. Even opportunists that is not even liking Zuma, they will also go. And you will have bigger problems in 2 years, in 2026. Now, South Africa loves to kick the can down the road. We should have long dealt with the land issues. We should have long dealt with other issues. But we love it to kick the can down the road. Now you are taking our problem to 2026, a problem that we can sort out now. That for me is, let's deal with this issue now. There'll be no DA left if they go with the ANC. I told you last time, if you have 1,000 liters of ice cream and you have 1 liter, 1 spoon of shit, and you mix those two, you no longer have ice cream, you have shit. So I just think that let democracy is not nice at times. So let democracy prevail. But prisoners must just keep their nose out of it. The last thing I want to mention is that the rent means a lot to you and me. But if you have no money, if you have no bread every day, the rent is the last thing on your mind. And although it should be the first thing, but it's the last thing. I'm talking reality. So most people that voted for these people doesn't have the concern that me and you have about what would this do to the rent. The rent has also been proven in the past to be able to be manipulated by our own banks, and they've pleaded guilty to that. So I don't think we should be held hostage by the rent. And it's not only Venezuela. You had place like Greece that also blew up financially once. And everybody makes the example of Venezuela. Greece had the best policies, and it imploded financially, and they had to be bailed out. So countries go, even Argentina at the time, countries go through recession, inflation, but we always hear about Venezuela, although it's not the only country in the world. I'm a capitalist, and I'm saying to you, there's capitalist countries that also go to problems. I will also hear about, always hear about the socialist leaning countries that is going to problems.
Well, I think that the average people are going to get very interested in the rand when their transport costs go up by 20, 30, 40%, because that's directly impacted by the value of the rand because of the oil price. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Let's just bring it all together now. What are you saying is likely to happen? Clearly, you have been meeting with the ANC. The ANC's got to make a decision. If it goes with the EFF, and if the rand falls out of bed and the country's economy takes a hit, you saying maybe it's a good thing and we'll move on from there, if I'm hearing you correctly. But what are you, Gaten, what are you seeing the most likely
what I'm saying,
consequence? Because you guys have only got less than 2 weeks to go to get it all done.
Let me break it down for you what is likely to happen and what is the worst case scenario that's also likely to happen. Because in this case, you have the what's going to happen is that I've got no proof of what I'm saying now. I heard that the IFP and MK made a deal already in KZN, which is good. That's what I heard, that they made a deal already in KZN. For me, I'm saying to you, I like to always be factual and truthful, but this is just a rumor from a very credible source. Then, so that's sorted out. What's going to happen here is that the ANC is split into two. The ANC is split into two, whereby the ones that want to go to the DA and the other ones that don't want to go to the DA. And the ANC will most likely go with EFF, NPA, and IFP for that matter. That's the most likely scenario. The most unlikely scenario is the ANC going with the DA. But I can tell you that marriage will last until the first a vote of no confidence. Because Zuma will tell all those people that want to come to him, stay. We'll put a vote of no confidence in the president of South Africa. And if Zuma does that, he's in a very precarious position because there's councillors of City of Joburg, and this I know is a fact, there's councillors of City of Joburg that, and Etukini and Ekurhuleni, they wanted to walk over to Zuma 2 months ago. He told them, stay put. And what's going to happen now is that when Zuma, when Parliament said there's going to be a vote of no confidence, and the ANC can't say with certainty those people are going to vote for CR. And the worst thing is that it's a secret ballot for Speaker and for President. I'm saying is that if I was the ANC, I'd have gone with PA and ANC. But the problem with that also is that our thing is, our price is not too, is not low. I mean, for me, the two non-negotiables is property rights and mass deportation. For EFF, it's Malema Speaker and Floyd Finance Minister. That's not an easy ask. But they must look at what's on the other side of the coin. Interestingly, is that we need coolheads in South Africa now. There was a brilliant chance in this election for us to totally unplug the ANC from power, where everybody else just say, all right, let's, once you unplug the ANC from power, all the people that were appointed, what they call cater deployment, whatever, they immediately lose their jobs and we rebuild the country from scratch. But for that to happen, you need to have Helen Zille and Jacob Zuma sat in one room. I looked at it and I thought that for me would be the best situation for this country. And we say, all right, listen, how do we do this? And South African politicians has not learned from politicians, for instance, in Israel and everywhere else, that are difficult coalitions. This is a test, an IQ test for our politicians. It's a EQ test for our politicians also. You know, it's EI test, emotional intelligence, all of those tests, because we have a chance for the first time to remove the ANC from power. We also have a chance for the first time to put our egos aside and work together.
Fascinating prospect, and surely you would believe that all of the parties are talking to all of the other parties, because that is the rational thing to do. Gayton McKenzie, the president of the Patriotic Alliance. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.